Greetings and welcome to Life Changers Ministries Faith Talk Podcast. I am your host, Lolita Jones, and I invite you to come on and join in this prayer. COVID is trying to rear its nasty head again, but the prayers of the righteous have much power. The prayers of the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Come on and join us in prayer. It's early in the morning, but come on and join us in prayer. I invite you into my secret place. Come on. Come on and enter into my prayer cave. I welcome you to my prayer cave. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Show us your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your presence fill our houses. Let your presence fill us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. God, we yield to you. We submit our way to you. Show us your glory. Wake us up that we see your will. Wake us up that we hear your will. Wake us up that we pray your will. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. It's not about us. It's about you. It's never been about us. It's always been about you. In the name of Jesus, show us your glory, Abba. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, touch every household. Touch every household with your glory, that we wake up speaking in your tongue. God, touch every household, that our children speak in tongues while they sleeping. Touch every household, that our bodies are being healed while we sleep. Touch every household, that our finances, oh God, line up with your word. You said in your word, you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. You will rebuke the devourer. God, you will open up the windows of heaven. We can prove you in this, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive. Show us your glory in the midst of our trials and tribulations. Show us your glory in the midst of this coronavirus. Show us your glory. God, wake up the house. Wake up the church. Wake up the intercessors. Wake up the prayer warriors. Wake up the church mothers. Wake up the bishops. Wake up the pastors. Wake up the first ladies. Show us your glory. Things will not change until we yield our will to you. Until we yield to your way, things will get worse. Habasia. It's not that you're trying to get the attention of the world. You're trying to get our attention. You've been trying to wake the church up to prayer. You've been saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. You are my people. Wake up. Why do you sleep so long? You can't be this tired. I told you to pray. You can't be this tired. Can you not sit and wait just 1 hour? Show us your glory. So before we can ask you to forgive America, we got to ask you to forgive the church. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for sleeping through your alarm clock. Forgive us, oh God, for sleeping through the teachings. Forgive us, oh God, for sleeping. And the only time we wanted to call on you was when our bodies was in pain. pain, when our children was acting crazy, when our money was acting funny. Forgive the household of faith for not being in tune to your spirit. Forgive the household of faith for talking about leadership that was in your will to be in place at this time. Forgive the household of faith for not going into the hedges and the highways, into the hospitals, laying hands on the sick, speaking a word of salvation to those that are in sin. Forgive us for not doing the work you've called us to do. Forgive us, oh God. Oh, we got so caught up in credentials, being a missionary, being an evangelist, being an elder, being a pastor, being a church mother. God, forgive us for ignoring the commission Jesus called us to. It wasn't about a position. It wasn't about our offering. It was about obedience. God, you told us to obey and the blessings will overtake us. So forgive us, Lord God. You have our attention now. Now we yield to your will and we say, have thine own way. Now you have the church's attention. God, we are your people. We are called by your holy name. We humble ourselves and we pray. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, as we seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. We turn from our idols. We turn from idolatry. We turn from the flesh. We turn from our own mindsets. We turn from our own will, and we say, Lord God, let thy will be done. Your will, oh God, your will be done in our lives. We surrender to your sovereignty. We surrender to your will, oh God, and we say, have thine own way. Our life is not our own. It belongs to you to be crucified with Christ. Is life for us. God, we rather be crucified with Christ and knowing that we will live an everlasting life than to, oh God, walk in flesh and knowing that hell will be our home. So, Father, forgive us for our transgressions against you. Forgive us for our iniquities. Forgive us of our sins. Oh, God, everything that we allow to be put in between us, God, we ask you as the household of faith to forgive us. Now we ask you to breathe your life. God, the same breath that Jesus breathed upon his disciples when he said, I receive ye the Holy Spirit. God, breathe the breath of life upon us, oh God. God, breathe on us, oh God. The same way, oh God, you told the prophet to tell the bones to come alive. God, you breathe upon the bones. God, he prophesied and you breathed upon the bones. God, breathe upon these bones. Breathe upon the bones of the church. Breathe upon the bones of the mother's board. Breathe upon the bones of the elders and the evangelists and the missionaries and the prophets and the preachers and the teachers and the apostles and the bishops. Breathe upon the music ministry. Breathe upon the media ministry. Breathe upon the district missionaries. territories. Breathe upon our the seed of the righteous in the name of Jesus, that your will be done, not just in this earth, but in our life, in the name of Jesus Christ. For we know that all things will work together for our good, for we are the called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you that no good thing you will withhold from us because we walk uprightly before you. God, forgive us for doing things as usual. God, forgive us for being religious. Religious meaning that we're still trying to seek the truth. The devil is a liar. You didn't call us to be religious. You called us to be like you, for you created us in your own image. And we say thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for creating us in your image, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, now I agree with the prayer that Jesus prayed over in John 17, 18, and 19. That we are in this world, but take us not out of this world. Father, we ask you to protect us from the evil one. Protect us from ourselves. Father, purify our hearts with your word, which is the truth, which is the living, which is your living word, which is your son, Jesus Christ, according to John 1. Father, we thank you right now. Fill us the more with your spirit. God, Holy Spirit, fill us again. We coming back for another feeling. Fill us again. In the name of Jesus Christ. That we be living epistles and ambassadors for you in this world, in this season, in this dispensation. God, that we can even speak to those that have tested positive for the coronavirus. That we can pray over the telephone with people. Father, that we can pray for the doctors and the nurses. And God, your healing anointing will be saturating them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we stand upon your word. We stand up on your promises in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us. Father, we give you the glory. Father, we thank you. This is not an unusual prayer, but God, we thank you for the leading of your spirit. Father, we mean every word of it. We surrender our lives to you. It's about you. So wake us up. Even in when we slumbering and sleeping, God, if you do you, God, that's all we can say is you do you. That's what you do best is being you. Father, we thank you right now. God, we align ourselves with your will and we align ourselves with your word and we say, have your way. God, search us through and through in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives. We just glorify you. We magnify you. Father, we thank you that from this moment on, God, our vision is no longer our vision. It is your vision. For we will see things differently and more clearly because we are looking through our spiritual eyes. For that is your will for us. That we do not walk blinded in this world with our natural vision. But we in this world walk in the spirit realm, being led by God, Holy Spirit, looking and seeing and feeling and being all that you created us to be in the name of Jesus Christ. So God, we say, have your way. Breathe upon us like never before. Father, your glory is what we want. Moses asked you to show him your glory. And God, you did. You showed him. You told him all he could do was see your back. God, even with that glance, when he came down out of the mountain, your glory was so on him. Your glory, God, is what we want. Your glory, not ours. Ours don't do nothing for us. Ours is that. But God, your glory. So, Father, we invite you again into our lives. Have your way, throw your weight around, show off in us. Show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And this is our prayer in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. As we settle in the prayer cave, in the prayer room, Let's just meditate upon the Lord. Doing your day today, open yourself up that God, Holy Spirit, can minister to you even sitting at your desk, while you're driving in your car, while you're sitting in your office, while you may be sitting at home on your couch getting comfortable. Allow God, Holy Spirit, to minister to you. Jesus said, the Father seeketh such to worship him. Not many can worship. Everything that have breath can praise the Lord. But it is only a remnant that can worship the Lord. Intimate relationship with the Lord. I thank you for joining us right here in my prayer cave, in my prayer room. This is Lolita Jones. I pray God's greatest blessings upon you. God bless you.